The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Hi guys, you're listening to That's Mint on Fresh FM, broadcasting across the top of the south on 104.8 Nelson Tasman, 107.2 Nelson CBD, 88.9 Blenheim, 95.0 Eastern Golden Bay, and streaming to the planet on freshfm.co.nz. Hi everybody, welcome back. I'm Imogen.
I'm Kinnery.
And today we're just going to be talking about, I guess, social media and how, although it can have a lot of negative impacts on youth, I mean, social media is not a safe space. I wouldn't say that at all. And it can usually be dangerous. But there are also positives. And we're going to be talking about how, from a multicultural youth perspective, especially children who have grown up detached from their cultures, how it's an amazing way to feel connected and to learn about your culture and your people, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, so me and Imogen both grew up, I guess, like, away from our countries, away from where we're from originally.
Yeah.
And so for me, I'm not sure about you, Imogen, but for me, the only place for most of my life that I could, I guess, find anything out about my culture would be from my mum.
Yeah.
Because my mum is the only person in my family who's Thai who I live with. Like, my Thai family, they all live in Thailand. I would only see them, like, once every 2 years. And so I just got everything from my mum. And, of course, that's lovely. Like, and it's all true what she's been telling me. But just the difference is that she's a grown woman and I'm a child, or I was a child still. So I wasn't, like, seeing stuff about what it's like to be a young child from my country, like,
yeah,
the customs and stuff that a young child would go through. I just never got to experience any of that. And social media, like, seeing influencers, even if they're influencers from your country, and even if they live unrealistic, like, lives,
yeah,
just still seeing them around your age and, like, embracing their culture, it just feels really nice, you know?
Yeah, it has a huge impact on youth. Mine's a little bit different because my mom is second generation, so her mom moved from Jamaica as a little girl to England, which a lot of Jamaican people have. Almost, there's probably a big, maybe even bigger culture of, like, West Indies culture in England, if that makes sense. It's kind of like how we have such a huge Polynesian culture in New Zealand is similar. So it wasn't that my mom fully was detached from her culture, but she definitely had, like, a British Jamaican upbringing in comparison to a Jamaican upbringing, if that makes sense. And there are differences. And so growing up, it was the same. Like, a lot of what I got from my culture, I was taught by my mom. But even more so, I found that my mom didn't know a lot either, and she wanted to learn more about her culture. I mean, she grew up British, you know, and she'd only been to Jamaica once growing up. So she and I and my sister, we all kind of went on this path together of learning about our culture. It was like we kept on asking questions, wanting to know more, wanting to understand more about Jamaica and wanting to understand more about the history and the culture. And she was kind of like, I don't have these answers to give you, so let me learn so I can teach you, which was a really beautiful thing because it meant that we were all uplifting this culture and learning about it together. And how we learned about it was obviously social media, you know? Like, how else were we supposed to? We were living in Samoa at the time. It was so far away from Jamaica. So
that's so beautiful. I'm so glad that, like, you were all learning together. I feel like that's definitely a different experience from mine.
Yeah.
And, yeah, for me, I feel like I was just seeing, especially for my language, because my mom speaks Thai and I speak a little bit of Thai. Like, I understand it, but I guess being in countries that don't speak it and being surrounded by English or other languages all the time, that just makes it hard to practice, you know, because you don't go out and you can't practice with anyone. So seeing people through social media speak Thai, I guess it's like a bit more real, you know, because like they'd be using slang, they'd be using all that. And I think social media really helped, I guess, bring the more like casual parts of my culture to me. Did you feel it as well?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Instead of just, I guess, seeing it from a book or like in a movie or something, like it was more real because like that's how they actually, how
day to day life of someone living in Jamaica, just living a normal life, like how I see other social media people, but it's like in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to touch on language too, because in Jamaica, we speak Patois, which is like kind of similar to English, but a little bit different. And my mom, like, we all understand it. I think that if anyone really tried, they probably understand like 80% of Patois anyway. But my mom, she understood it and she would like give us books in Patois sometimes. But most of the time, I was really disconnected from that. Like, the only Patois I ever heard being spoken was like through music and reggae music and stuff. And sometimes my grandma, when she'd get really mad on the phone, she'd speak in Patois to us. But it wasn't until my sister and I, we went to Jamaica last year. And it wasn't until we, like, found out we were going to Jamaica and, like, were preparing that we were like, oh, my gosh, we should start learning some Patois, you know? And because of social media, it was so easy to find all of these videos of people being, like, breaking it down for us, helping us understand like the links and ties and how we can understand it really quickly. So when we went to Jamaica, we were understanding everything and fully immersed into Patois, like standing in conversations with my whole family, just bouncing between it. And I was like, yeah, I'm so good. And I think without social media, I would have not known what they were saying half the time. So yeah, language is a big thing. And I mean, that's not just people who want to learn their own language, you know? Like, anyone can learn a language through social media.
Yeah. And, like, of course, it's not just people from your country. And just social media makes it easier for everyone to understand parts of everyone's culture. And I think that's really important, especially now. Like, in this just, like, time in our lives, like, having that understanding of people from different countries and cultures is just so important. And social media just makes it a lot easier to be... like, it makes it easier for you to be exposed to.
Yeah.
Because there's definitely people as well. Like, as well, there's people who aren't exposed to that and people who haven't been exposed to other cultures as much, like, their whole lives.
Mm.
So social media, I think it's so important that, like, you can learn from it.
You literally can. Like, especially social media, the beauty of it is that anyone can do it.
Yeah.
I feel like something that was missing in the olden days, but like before social media, was like only really one kind of person became famous, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Only like people who either worked really hard to the point where they were wealthy or people who were just born privileged would have screen time and were seen, you know?
Mm.
Celebrities were really the influencers before social media, and all of them were successful to become celebrities. And I think the beauty of social media is that anyone could do it. I could pick up my phone right now and make a video, you know what I mean? And I think that that enables us to see so many different lives and to see so many different people. Like, you can see people suffering, you can see people living on the streets that have videos, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it's not just like confined to people who are already wealthy and already live like, I guess, an admirable lifestyle. Just, it could be anyone from your country, anyone from any country
can make a video.
Yeah.
And you can learn from that and you can see how they live. Like, I always found when I was, before I went to Jamaica, I was always watching like A Day in My Life as a Jamaican videos, because I'd be like, oh my gosh, like they're going to the markets and oh my gosh, they're doing all of these things that I don't do in my normal day-to-day life, you know? But then you can see what other people are doing, and I think that's so beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, I did the same thing. I would always watch like, oh, A Day in My Life in Bangkok.
Yeah.
Come with me to school in Thailand. Yeah. And it's just like, it's also weird seeing that that's how your life could have been.
Yeah, literally. Again. That's so true. Mm. Like, that could easily have been me. And I love that.
It's like watching another version of yourself through a screen, which is weird to think about.
Yeah.
But, you know?
Yeah. I love that part of social media. It's like, we're all just learning from each other. And it's all just like, it's all really education in a way. And like, it's like such a beautiful way to connect with other people, like really fully connect and understand each other.
Social media for like multicultural youth is just so cool to be educated through, because like it's from, there's a lot of young people on social media, so it'll be from people who share your views or yeah. like have a similar experience to you, like obviously with a lot of differences, but like there's still like that understanding of like we're both young people in this world. And
I was the only mixed race kid in my primary school, and social media made me feel not alone, because I would be like, I'm alone right now. I'm the only person that looks like me. I'm the only person. Oh, a good one is my hair. I'm the only person with curly hair. And then I can go online and be like, how do I do my hair? Boom. 100 videos of girls looking the exact same as me, being like, oh my God, you're beautiful hair. Let me teach you. Like, I learned all about my hair through social media. I learned how to braid. I learned how to like twist my hair. I learned how to curl it, because without that, like, you know what I mean? No one's going to teach you if you're not in the environment where you're the majority. And it doesn't matter what the majority is on social media, because everywhere has its niches.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because I like, how would you have found out how to do your hair if you didn't learn through social media? Like, exactly. You'd still be having that problem.
Yeah.
And I had the same sort of thing. Like, when I first moved here, I was like one of the only like Asian mixed people in my class.
Yeah.
And like, it was just really weird, because people would just make comments, and like, it doesn't come from a bad place, but it's still like,
makes you uncomfortable.
It makes you uncomfortable, makes you a bit annoying. And like, that wasn't really something that I could talk to my family about, because it was just like, I don't know, it just wasn't the sort of thing that I could bring up with my family. And it wasn't until I got my phone and until I like was on social media that I realized that I wasn't the only one with this experience.
Yeah, literally.
And it just made, like, it makes you feel seen and, like, understood. And, like, it just kind of gave me a bit of hope that, like, I could meet someone in my life that would go, that would have gone through that same experience. And,
literally.
Like, I wouldn't have to always keep explaining myself to them, and then, you know?
Yeah, like, honestly, sometimes I, this is really funny, but when I was little, I'd be like, no one understands like my mixed race struggles, like no one gets it. And then I go online and do like 1,000 like slam poets, you know, like the mixed race slam poetry. And I would go on there and they'd just be like saying quotes from my life. And I'd be like, damn, I said that too. Oh my gosh, someone told me that as well, you know?
Yeah.
It's like almost scary how similar you can find people's lives on social media that are like yours.
Yeah. It's a bit weird.
It's a bit crazy.
I was a bit silly as a little kid, because I didn't really pinpoint like the reason for why I felt the way I did. Like, I didn't actually know why until I was on social media and people were talking about like issues of being a mixed race kid. Yeah. Like, this is why I feel like this. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's because I'm mixed race that I feel this way. Like, it's that's why I feel like out of place. Like, oh my gosh. Like, I don't know why I couldn't pinpoint it before.
Yeah.
But like, having someone point it out for me, I was like a bit like oh.
Oh. Really? And I think mixed race kids can find a lot of similarities. Like, we're all kind of the same in our own way, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's something beautiful that social media can give us. Okay, we're going to listen to a song now, and it's called Run in the Train, and it's by the Jamaican Maroons. It's a song that I found on social media when my friend and I were planning on doing a dance performance, and we literally learned the dance online and performed it. So, yeah, hope you guys enjoy.
Come, make you put the trailer come. What about the trailer come? Shanty the trailer come. great at home. Tyrell is great at home. Rishan is great at home. Anand is great at home. Ellie is great at home. Rosin is great at home. Whoop is great at home. You're on the train of 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 home.
Hi guys, welcome back to That's Mint. You just listened to Run on the Train by the Maroons, Jamaican Maroons, and that's a beautiful song. It's very traditional. It's all about bass and drums. Yeah. So we were just talking about social media and how, although it does have a lot of negative sides to it, it can also positively impact multicultural youth and shape our identities because it allows us to connect to our cultures. So I think a big thing that we could touch on is, like, because of social media, you don't really have the excuse of ignorance.
Yeah, I think that is really important now because everyone is on social media. And when issues are brought up and, like, topics are brought up about things that are going on now, like, you can't just say, oh, I had no idea.
Like I didn't know. Yeah.
Because
I feel like a lot of the time, if someone was even kind of being racist towards me, I would be like, it's okay. They didn't know, you know? Like, it's a fault of the system. It's not their fault. It's they weren't educated. But it's come to a point with social media where it's like, you can't bury your head in the sand because it's everywhere. You could just Google it. You could just look on TikTok and watch three videos and know something about it, you know?
It gets to a point where it becomes like your own fault. Like you're doing it on purpose. Like you're purposely staying ignorant to use that excuse of, oh, I didn't know. But
you could know.
You could know. And it's so easy to just find out.
Information is literally on our fingertips. Like in the olden days before social media, it's like, you have to go look at what? An encyclopedia. You'd have to like look at some world maps to find stuff out and find out geography. But now it's like, wait, actually, you don't really have an excuse for not knowing this. You could find it out.
Like it's right
there. It's right there.
And if you are just like present online and you're listening to what people are saying and you're being like, you're staying aware of what's going on around you, it's just, how can you miss it?
Yeah, it's hard to avoid. I think that I know so many things that I wouldn't know without social media. Like a lot of my knowledge comes from like a random video popping up. It's hard to ignore this kind of stuff. You know what I mean? And so by using ignorance as an excuse with social media like constantly around us, it's like that's on you, I feel like. Yeah.
It really is.
Okay, so along social media preventing us from being ignorant, I think there's this idea that social media allows us to express problems and talk about issues that we wouldn't be able to express and talk about in normal day-to-day life.
Yeah, definitely with a lot of things that come up and like topics that you would be too scared to bring up because like you don't want to be seen as sensitive or like too woke, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And I think having social media there to express yourself like online, it helps like get that backup from other people who also feel the same.
Literally, like there are things you can't really say, like, where are you going to say them? Like, you can't just go up to a bunch of people and be like, I'm mad about this and this and this, and you should know because this is your problem. But it's like, you can find videos online where people are already saying that, or you can express that online in the hopes that someone will see it, you know? Like,
And I think when people do see it, it's like a sign that it's an actual problem.
Yeah.
Like, and it if helps
it's
you
big
realize,
enough that it's on a global scale and it's mainstream social media, you should know that that's a problem now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like the Black Lives Matter movement, I feel like that would not have been as big without social media and without it spreading online because it spread everywhere.
It was such a cultural and global impact, that movement. Like, I was living in Samoa at the time. I was so detached from everything. Like, honestly, when we're talking about social media, we didn't even have social media then. You know what I mean? Like, so detached. And yet I knew everything that was going on with the Black Lives Movement. And yeah, maybe that might be because my mom is black, but I think a lot of it also had to do with everyone talking about it.
Yeah.
Like, influencers, like, profile pictures were about Black Lives Matter to show their support. Like, do you think it would have been that big without it?
No. No, it definitely wouldn't have been.
Yeah.
Because, like, and it's also good because social media is, like, unbiased a lot of the time.
Sometimes.
Well, it's better at being unbiased than other sources.
Yeah.
Like, because people are just expressing themselves in their own opinions and, like, people, I guess, are boosting messages that they agree with and that they feel strongly about, like the Black Lives Matter movement, because so many people felt so strongly about that.
Yeah.
And they were able to spread it so easily just online.
Yeah.
Like, it got to every corner of the earth.
Literally, it did. Yeah. And I think another thing about social media is that we are able to document things that would otherwise kind of, like, die with generations, I guess. Like, I've seen videos of people, like, following their grandmas, and I've got, like, little videos recorded. Mint is doing this thing where we're going around to primary schools and educating them, and I needed to find like a little like legend to tell the kids, and I was like, where am I gonna find it? And I found this grandma telling a story on YouTube, you know what I mean? And it's like those things would otherwise be lost besides like what word to word like memory. And I think there's something beautiful about social media being able to hold that and then share it with everyone so that that can be continued for so much longer.
Yeah, it's like another way of preserving history and culture, which
definitely
it's a really cool way as well.
Yeah.
Because like books and oral ways of like spreading things, that is great, but it's so easy to get lost. Like,
yeah,
if you lose a book, it's just gone.
Yeah.
But if you lose your phone, you can still find that somewhere.
And it feels so inclusive. It's like anyone can learn it. Anyone yeah. could go and find this thing because it's open to the whole world. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, and I think there's something absolutely beautiful about that as well.
And it's just really cool that anyone can access that now.
Yeah, definitely. I think a really good thing to bring up is the whole, I think this is just one example, but the whole controversy that's happening in the moment with like Indian cultural wear being appropriated into like Western fashion. If yeah. you don't know what that's all about, practically a whole bunch of South Asian women from the whole, all over the world have stood up and been like, hey, a lot of very famous, a lot of very well-known brands are taking very traditional, cultural, significant pieces of clothing and taking them out of their context, using different names and claiming them as their own. And we don't think that should be allowed.
Mm.
And I think that what you're talking about, how we can have conversations that we wouldn't have in day-to-day life, is so valid when it comes to this example, because it's like, you can't just go up to someone and say that on the street usually, but on social media, we can all stand as one and be like, that's not right.
Yeah, because yeah. with social media, if everyone knows, like with people hearing about this issue online, like it's like it brings it to people. Like if someone was wearing that, if someone was wearing a dupatta called something else, like a Scandinavian scarf in the street, no one would just come up to them in the street, like not a random person, but if but your almost, friends or something have
yeah.
have heard about it, then they can bring it up to you and be like, hey,
I saw this on TikTok. Mm. And it almost allows us to be able to do that. Like, because this conversation is so mainstream at the moment, where Indian women are just saying, like, that's not right. Like, I know people who have now gone up to people and been like, hey, I'm sure you've seen this topic. I'm sure you've seen people talking about this. Are you sure that that's okay that you're wearing that? And the people have been like, oh, yeah. Or maybe no, but, like, now they're aware.
Yeah.
It's all about education. And I think that social media at the moment is probably the prime place to be educated.
It is all about education. And yep. just like having these discussions online, like with other people who back you up, is yeah. like, it just makes you, I guess, braver. Like,
yeah, it really does.
It makes it easier to address these things.
When you're not alone.
Yeah, when you know that there are people who are there just like, who will support your ideas, like going from spreading this online to going to spreading it in person, it's easier to do that than the other way around.
Definitely. And we can stand alongside so many other people. I know that a lot of the topics that we talk about, even on our episodes, are taken inspiration from things we've seen online or ideas that people have spoken about and we've heard and been like, true, me too. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I think there's a beauty in that. So that brings us to the end, I guess. Thank you all so much. We have a multicultural pop-up night market happening on Trafalgar Street on the 18th of October from 5:30. There's going to be food, music, and Multicultural Youth is hosting a multicultural rave. We're going to play the best dance music. It's going to be so fun. So please come.
Come along. It's going to be great.
Yeah, there's posters all around town, so I'm sure you'll find something about it, but you are all welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hope you guys have a good evening or day whenever you're listening to this. Bye.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.